诗歌耶稣名名，现在的信息的时间是 Passover， 但是用英文我会翻译中文给大家。
上上好，
早晨好 ，Good morning。
How are you？
大家好吗？
There's an old Southern Baptist tradition that when I say he is risen, you respond, he is risen indeed.
我们知道美兰基信会在今天他们有个传统，当一早我们看到人，我们说主复活了，我们对方怎么回应呢？他说真的，耶稣复活了。
So he is risen.
耶稣复活了。
Now come on, a little more enthusiasm.
大声一点。
He is risen.
他是复活了。
Amen.
他真的复活了。Amen.
So my sermon title is Excuses Instead of Service.
今天我讲到的题目叫做拒绝服事的借口理由。
Why is it that we feel we can offer excuses?
为什么我常常我们有借口理由呢？
When it comes to things of the church that would honestly be ridiculous if we used them anywhere else.
特别是在教会的事情上面，我们都很多理由，很多借口。
Have you ever wondered what would happen if people were as intense and as committed and determined about churches if they were about sports or any other number of pastimes?
有没有想到在教会里面的事情，好像一个很喜欢美国很多体育方面的事情，假如里面很多理由，我又很像他们所讲的理由借口。
Some years ago in the Moody Monthly, which is from the Moody Institute, they ran a piece.
好几年前，穆迪那个有一个刊物，他有个文章，他里面就说。
So the premise was they decided that what if people use churches for not being in, excuses for not being involved in church as if they were excuses for maybe like quitting sports.
假如教会里面的人，他们所做的事情，好像是参加体育运动那些人一样，如果他们这样的话。
So now imagine these are the excuses you would use for quitting a sport, and you use these excuses. These are excuses typically used for quitting a church.
很多人不参加这些体育运动，因为有这些那个十种的理由，他们就是这样了。
Right. So reason number one.
第一个理由是什么
？Every time I went, they asked for money.
每次我去参加这体育运动，他们都要钱。
The people with whom I had to sit didn't seem very, very friendly.
在我坐在我旁边的人正好不友善。
The seats were too hard and uncomfortable.
我这个椅子很硬，不好坐，不舒服。
The coach never came to see me.
我这那个教练从来不跟我打招呼的。
Anyone say that about a pastor in the past?
你说牧师都是，有时候牧师都不跟我打招呼的。
The referee blew his whistle and made a decision that I couldn't agree with.
有时候那个裁判他绝对我不认同。
Anyone ever say that about our deacons?
好像那个教会一样，那个执事会那个执事，我们都不同意他们一样。
I was sitting with some hypocrites. They only came to see what others were wearing.
发现有些人好像假冒伪善的人，跟他坐在一起，他们只是喜欢看人家的外表。穿的衣服是什么？
Some games went into overtime, and I was late getting home.
有时候呢，这个体育的比赛就超时了，太晚了，我要回家再玩了。
I'm not sure I'll embarrass anybody with the. Have you ever said, "Man, church is running late. I need to get my chores done. I got to go to the store. I got to get my kids to Chinese school." No one in this church has ever said that, right?
有没有想到，好像教会一样，有时候我们说，哎呀，这聚会怎么长？我说我要参加，我去买东西，我的小孩子要去中文学校，都没时间，都会迟到。
The games were scheduled when I had other things to do.
我在这个每次比赛的时间，我刚刚跟我有事情要冲突。
Number nine, my parents took me to too many games when I was growing up. Since then, you know, I've read a book about sports. I feel I know more than any of the coaches do.
有时候当我成长的时候，我爸爸妈妈带我去参加这些比赛，但是这些比赛我都知道，因为我读书我读过很多了，我觉得我比教练还懂得多。
And number 10, I don't want to take my children because I want them to choose for themselves what sport they like.
第十个理由就是父母也就是说我不想带我的小孩子去，因为我希望我的小孩他自己选择他们最喜欢的运动是什么。
Excuses instead of service is the title today.
所以今天我的题目叫做就是拒绝服事的借口。
So let's look at Exodus chapter 3.
我们从圣经里面，旧约圣经里面去埃及记第三章看看他怎么说。
And here we see God tell Moses that He has heard the cry of Israel for deliverance, and that he's ready to deliver them now. The surprise comes in verse 10 when God says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt."
这个故事在去埃及记里面记载说, 因为神听到以色列的老百姓的呼求, 所以神要把他们从埃及地出来, 所以第三章第十节他说, 故此神说, 故此我要打发你, 去见法老, 使你可以将我的百姓从以色列人从埃及领出来。
And this is when Moses begins his excuses instead of service response to God.
这个就是开始了摩西的很多指口理由说上帝我不可以做这个事情。
Let's listen to some more of our excuses.
那么听听我们拒绝服侍上帝的理由是什么。
I wonder if any of us has ever responded this way.
看看我们的反应是不是跟摩西的当时一样。
You're asked to teach a class. The excuses start.
第一个，比如说我们要求弟兄姐妹来教主日学，那你呢开始就指口出来了。
You're asked to serve in the nursery.
我就叫你去看小孩，去看baby。
The excuses start.
那么理由又出来了。God
put it on your heart to share your faith with a friend or a neighbor.
我觉得神要你去跟你的邻居去传福音，那么你的指口又出来了。
And the excuses start.
理由出来了。
You're made aware of someone with a need that you could provide. And the excuses start. In fact, if you're asked to do just about anything for the Lord, and the "I'm too busy, I'm already doing something else that somebody else is already doing" statements come out of our mouths, then the excuses start.
很多时候上帝要我们做些为他做些事情，我们就觉得我们很忙，或者跟上帝说，哎，别人可以做，我不需要做。
I'll step on some of my teenagers' toes here for a second.
那我现在要对我的青少年讲。
I had to study for an exam.
青少年，哎呦，要读书，要准备考试哦。And
the excuses start.
这个是他们的理由就开始了。
Sometimes our excuses pile up and get in the way of doing something for God. I read a humorous story about some GIs who were on furlough, and I think maybe it illustrates a little bit of this excuses. The commanding officer was furious when 9 GIs who had been out on passes failed to show up for morning roll call, not until 7 p.m.
那一个官长，军队的官长，他看到他的军人，他们都迟到，他们应该一早到了，但是他们都很晚，7点钟才到。The
first man straggled in. He says, "I'm sorry, sir," the soldier explained, "but I had a date and lost track of time, and I missed the bus back. Being determined to get here, I hired a cab, and then about halfway here, the cab broke down, and I went to this farmhouse and persuaded the farmer to sell me a horse."
Okay, 其实这个军人他就对这个军长说，喂，我有一个约会，跟我女朋友约会，所以时间耽误了，那么呢，我就赶车，说就叫一个急诊车，怎么急诊车坏掉，所以我就去那个农场里面。
I was riding back to the hamping. Guess what? The animal fell over dead, and I had to walk the last 10 miles. I just got here.
那个军队说，我坐了个马，怎么这马了，走了一半都死掉，所以我最后十迈，我又赶回来。Obviously
skeptical, the colonel let the young man off with a reprimand.
所以那个官长说，好了，既然这么多理由，好了，算你了。
However, after him, the 7 other stragglers in a row came in with the exact same story.
跟着另外其他7个军队这个士兵进来，同一样给这个官长同一个理由，同一个故事。
They had a date, missed the bus, hired a cab, bought a horse, etc.
所以他们的理由就是他们有一个约会，然后时间耽误了，就是叫一个机器车，机器车坏掉了，就。 租一匹马，那马死掉了，所以又跑回来，同一个理由，借口。
By the time the ninth man reported in, the colonel kind of grew a little weary of listening to this same story.
最后一个那个军队那个兵士兵进来，那个官长说，哼，他可能也是长。So
the ninth young man steps forward and he goes, "All right, okay, come on. So now, what happened to you?"
然后说那个官长就问起，好，你的理由是什么？"
And the young man began, "Sir, I had a date and missed the bus and hired a cab." And the colonel goes, "Wait."
所以太气了，对，我有个约会，然后耽误时间，所以我叫个计程车，计程车坏掉，说马力助理被马死掉。那个官就说，哦，不要讲。Don't
tell me.
不要跟我说了。The
cab broke down.
好，这个计程车坏掉。
And the soldier realized, "Oh no, sir! No, no! The cab didn't break down."
他就说，啊，不，这次我的机器车没有坏掉。
It was just that there were so many dead horses in the road, I had a problem getting by them.
这次是因为在路上太多死的马在那边，所以这个机器车不能开来。
Sometimes our excuses hold us back from accomplishing anything for God, don't they?
所以有时候我们看到有些止口，把神的事都耽误了。
Moses had his reasons for not following the call of God.
摩西一样，他很多理由，所以他不想跟神做事情。
And Moses begins with a series of five reasons to demonstrate sufficient weakness so as to not be responsible for the call which God had given him.
所以圣经里面记载，摩西有五个理由，他跟神说，所以他不可以跟神做事情。
I ask Alfred to read Exodus 3:11-12.
OK， 在圣经里面出埃及记第3:11-12，他说：“摩西对神说，我是什么人，岂能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”神说：“我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，我必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的经句。”So
excuse number one，
第一个指口理由是什么
？The who me excuse。
第一个指头，摩西就说：“我是谁？”The first
excuse that Moses offered is kind of pitiful if you think about it.
第一个理由，你看到摩西这张觉得很特别，很可怜啊。But
let's see if maybe and think about it in your heart. Is this something that maybe you have said to God?
但是有时候摩西所讲的，好像我是我们对神说的一样。
Moses says to God, "Who am I? I should go to Pharaoh and I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt." Moses, obviously, no doubt, remembers his earlier failures.
So Moses to God said, "You want me to go to Pharaoh, and I want to bring all the Israelites out of Egypt." He probably thought about his past failures.
So if we look at how Stephen relates it in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 23-29, I asked you all to read this with Alfred.
在这个《使徒行传》第7:23，他是讲到这个摩西过去的历史，他曾经做些什么事。我们一起来读这段时间，好不好？23:20，一起来读。他站到40岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人，到年哪里，见他们一个人受委屈，就问乎他。 就拿受欺压的人报仇，打死了那埃及人。他以为弟兄必明白，神是借他的手搭救他，他们却不明白。第二天遇见两个以色列人争斗，他劝他们和睦，说：“你们两位弟兄为什么彼此欺负呢？”那欺负人时呢，把他推开。 说：“谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像昨天杀了埃及人吗？”摩西听见这话，就逃了，寄居于米甸，在那里生了两个儿子。So
when Moses tried this deliverance thing 40 years earlier, he was neither believed nor listened to by the Israelites.
在摩西40年之后，他想为神 做事情，带领以色列去埃及的时候，
maybe he felt that, well, they didn't believe me 40 years earlier. Why should they believe me now?
他就想到十四年前，这些以色列都不相信我，为什么现在他们会相信我？
It's a terrible thing to believe that when we speak, no one really is going to listen to us or believe us, right?
所以有时候我们自己想，我们讲，人家会听吗？
And we might feel that everything is set in concrete.
每件事情都摆好的,长好的。
But here's the truth.
但是真理是什么?
Things can change.
事情是不是可以改变的?
People can change.
人是可以改变的。
We can change.
我们可以改变的。
But Moses had failed to realize that the people of Israel and he himself are at a different spiritual place now.
40 years ago,
they were in a totally different place. So what's Moses afraid of? Being rejected and feeling like a failure.
他怕拒绝,他怕失败。
So God answers Moses in verse 12, and he says,
所以摩西在12节,他跟他说,
So he said, I will certainly be with you, and I shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
就十二节神对摩西说,他说,我必与你同在,你将百姓从埃及领出来之后, 他们在山上侍奉我,接受是我打发你去的证据。
So Moses' first excuse expresses doubt in himself. Unfortunately, his second excuse expresses doubt in God.
第一个指口是他怀疑他自己。第一个指口呢,他是怀疑神。
And he asked, by what authority?
所以摩西第一个指口是什么?他是凭着什么的?
So I'll ask Alfred to read the next verse in Chinese only.
So the 经文是这样说,第13节到15节。摩西对神说,我到以色列人哪里,对他们说,你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们又问我说,他叫什么名字?我也对他们说什么呢?神对摩西说,我是自由拥有的。又说, 你要对以色列人说,拿自由的打发我到你们这里来。神又对摩西说,你要对以色列人说,耶和华你们祖宗的神,这是亚伯拉罕的神,以撒的神,雅各的神,打发我到你们这里来,耶和华是我的名,直到永远,这也是我的纪念,直到万代。So
God says, I am who I am.
所以神说,我是自由拥有的。
God told Moses, it doesn't have to do with who you are, but with who I am.
所以上帝对摩西说,不是你是谁,是我是谁。
In any conflict, it's important to know who's sending you into battle.
最重要的,如果你有问题的时候,你要首先知道是谁送你去这个事情里面。So
why is it that so many people, so many Christians are not committed to God? Quite frankly, maybe it's because they really do not know God.
So, 今天很多基督徒为什么他们不愿意听神的话去做什么事情？这是因为他们不认识神。
Because if they truly knew Him, they would know who's sending them into battle.
假如这些基督徒知道上帝是谁，神是谁，他们知道是谁送他们去这个工厂里面。
Well, maybe they sort of know Him.
或者是有些基督徒
Like the Hebrews in Egypt, they had lost track of God.
好像这个犹太人,他们可能忘记神是谁。God's
not that grandfather figure sitting in heaven, merely watching our antics and turning a deaf ear to our language. No, he's not closing his eyes. No, he's not winking at sin. He is not only the giver of life. He, Jesus Christ our Lord, is life itself.
很多人误会说,上帝在高天在上,他只是忘记他的子民,所以有时候他们的祷告他们不听,或者上帝把眼睛闭上来没有,看他们,但是不要忘记,神是赐生命的神,而且他就是生命。
So when God tells Moses, I am who I am, he is literally saying, I am he who was and is and always shall be.
所以当神对摩西说,我是自由拥有的,等于是说,我就是历代以先到现在都是他们的神。
And I will continue to be what I have always have been.
我会继续 跟以前一样，我是永远的真的神。
And with that in comes excuse number three, the what ifs.
第三个借口理由了，摩西怎么说？他说：“假如，假如有这事情，这怎么办？”
I ask Alfred to read Exodus 4:1-9.
好，这个记载在出埃及记的第四章第一到第九节。我们一起来看这一段。那摩西回答说：“你们必不信我，也不听我的话。你说耶和华并没有向你显现。”耶和华对摩西说：“你手里是什么？”他说：“是杖。”耶和华说：“掉在地上，他一掉下去就变作死。”摩西便跑开。耶和华对摩西说：“伸出手来，拿住他的尾巴，他必在你手中仍变为杖。”如此，好叫他们信耶和华他们祖宗的神，就把亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神是向你显现了。耶和华又对他说：“把手放在怀里。”他就放在把手放在怀里，即使抽出来，不料手掌有大麻风，有血那样白。耶和华说：“再把手放在怀里。”他就再把手放在怀里，即使从怀里抽出来，不料手已经复原，与周身的肉一样。又说：“倘若他们不听你的话，也不信头一个神迹，他们必信第二个神迹。这两个神迹越都不信，他不听你的话，你就从河里取些水倒在旱地上，你从河里取的水必在旱地上变作血。”
You know, the movies never show what's said in verse 3.
在那个电影里拍那个时间的电影里面，从来没有记载第三节圣经所说的。
When Moses throws the rod down, it turns into a snake. But the movies never show what it says right after that. It says, "And he ran from it."
在那个电影里面，他只是拍那个摩西把那个杖掉在地上，那杖变成个蛇，但是没有拍那个摩西跑走。
There's a little bit of distrust, huh?
So the 电影是不是拍得很准？
But in the King James version of the third chapter, the third excuse begins with "What if?"
在这个英文的原译本里面，一开始这件事情它是讲到，
and it was totally hypothetical.
所以这些事情是不是真实的？假如发生的话。
Moses' response was, "But what if they ask me and then I don't have an answer?"
So Moses 对神说：“假如他们问我一个问题，我怎么答他们？”
Has any of us ever used that excuse for not sharing our faith?
你有没有用这个借口理由？如果神要你跟人家传福音，你有没有用这个借口说：“假如要问我，我怎么答？”
Oh, I'd share my faith, but you know, I really don't know a whole lot about the Bible. I need more training.
我是愿意跟人家传福音的，但是我都不知道怎么说，因为我都没有这些神学的训练，所以我不懂得怎么讲。
What if they ask me something about the two natures of Christ or something else that I can't answer? I mean, I'm not ready, Lord. You know, what if they ask me this? What if they ask me that?
假如有些人问我这个很难的问题，我都不懂得答，我怎么跟他们说呢？
The what ifs are victory killers.
假如这个事情，假如这个理由之口，是我们成功的失败的因素。
The what ifs are zeal quenchers.
所以这个假如这个之口，也是我们对神没有忠心。
What do excuses do? They relegate us to second best.
所以这个理由也是把我们最好的变成第二好。
Moses was so concerned about what might happen, he didn't hear what God said would happen.
好像摩西一样，他只是注意到他自己有什么事情会发生，他没有想到上帝会做是什么事情。
That's like many of us, isn't it?
好像这个就是我们一样。
The Bible tells us what's going to happen.
好像圣经说有些什么事情会发生。
If we do this.
假如我们做这些事情。
But we are immediately concerned about what we think will happen as opposed to what God promised would happen.
但是我很多时候我们在想，假如我做这些，就有什么事情发生。但是我们没有想到说，上帝应许答应有什么事情发生。
Let's look at the three proofs that God gave Moses.
我们看看上帝给摩西有三个证据是什么。
First, his staff turned into a serpent and then back again in verses 2 through 4.
上帝第一个证据就是在第二节到第四节，上帝叫摩西把这个杖拐杖变成一只蛇。
It's important to note that God didn't ask Moses to use something that he doesn't already have. God says to Moses, what's that in your hand? God uses what we have, not what we think we need, and has never demanded from us what we do not have.
上帝是用我们有的东西，不是要我们想，我们希望有些什么东西替神做。
We'll never know the full potential of what can be done until or unless we are willing to offer what we have to God.
我们不知道神怎么用这些东西，因为神可以用任何的东西来发挥他要我们做的事情。
God's not looking for ability, he's looking for availability.
所以上帝不是要看你的才能才干，他是要看你有没有时间，可不可以替神做。
When God calls,
当神叫你的话，
you know, we are tempted to put our assets and our abilities into one column.
当神呼叫我们的时候，我们通常把我们自己的才干能力放在一边。
And then put our limitations and liabilities in the next column.
那在另外一边，我们把所有的限制啊，不可以做的事放在另外一边。
And start comparing the two.
那我们能够做两个比较。
To determine if we really even have enough about what God is calling enough for what God is calling us to do.
那就看看这些比较可不可以替神做些事情呢？
God's not interested in that.
但是上帝不是这样做法的。
God often allows us to enter a place where we feel really confident, and then the result is that we flounder and fail in the consequences.
上帝常常把我们放在这个环境里当中，有时候这个环境我们觉得不会成功了，但是神会用他的方法来帮助我们。
When God puts us into an area where we feel inadequate and we are forced to depend on Him, we discover that He uses us.
当你在这个困难的环境当中，觉得你自己无能无力的时候，你会发觉神怎么帮助你。当你依靠他的时候，神会帮助你，你会发觉上帝是在用你的。
Let's send this white guy to a Chinese church. I said, let's send this white guy to a Chinese church.
哦，好像是我一样，好像是上帝送这个白人到这个华人教会，就是这样的事。
And hopefully God's using me here.God commands to Moses is pretty darn simple, isn't it?
所以你看到上帝用摩西是很简单的。
Throw it down.
就摩西把他的拐杖掉在地上。
Okay, that's simple. What's he do? He throws it down.
所以很简单，从摩西就把他的拐杖掉在地上。
Now, first he runs away.
当然，第一他就跑开了，走开了。
But because of his obedience.He now realizes it's a snake that God made, and he's then told what? Pick it up.
You know, 他就发觉，因为他听神的话，他顺服神，所以他的拐杖变成一条蛇。当然，跟着之后呢，上帝要他做什么？上帝就说，把它拿起来。
Now that's not enough, but God says, pick it up by the tail.
上帝叫他拿起来怎么拿？叫他的抓这个蛇的尾巴，拿起这个蛇子。
Really, by the tail?
就抓它的尾巴。
Think about that. I don't know much about snakes, but I don't think that's the way you pick up a snake.
啊，我只不是很懂得蛇，但是我知道抓蛇不是抓蛇的尾巴。
I don't really play with snakes. I mean, we're not one of those kinds of churches. But I don't pick them up at all personally.
啊，有些教会是真的用。真的蛇，但是我们不是用这个真的蛇。但是如果你真的去抓一条蛇，你不用抓它的尾巴。
I don't have much experience picking up snakes, but I do think that if you pick it up by the tail, that other part is the part you want to avoid. I can see that thing swinging back around.
所以，假如你抓那个蛇的尾巴，那蛇的头就会转过来就咬你。
So here's the first step for Moses.
所以第一个。
He picked up the snake by the tail, he obeyed, and the snake became a rod, and his faith was strengthened.
So, because Moses heard God's word, he was to catch the snake's tail. When he caught the snake's tail, the snake immediately turned back his staff. So, this made Moses' faith stronger.
The next piece of proof was in verse 6 and 7, and Moses is given the sign of his hands being made leprous and then cleansed again. And then in verse 8 and 9, the ability to turn water into blood. So God has thus far revealed himself to Moses, told Moses of his desire to deliver the people, and has promised him success. And given him three signs that the people will believe him. And then despite all this revelation, it's still not enough for Moses. So he comes up with excuse number 4.
So Moses 有第四个指口理由了.
But Lord, I don't speak very well.
So 第四个理由, Moses 就说,
let's look at Exodus 4:10.
I'm sorry. 怎么说? 因为莫西是讲话不有口气的，所以他就跟神说，我不可以。
So let's look at Exodus 4:10-12, and I'll ask you all to read it together.
所以我们一起来看看那个出埃及记的第4章第10到12节，莫西怎么跟上帝说？我们一起来读好吧。摩西对耶和华说：“主啊，我素有不是人言的人，就是从你不愿做完以后也是这样，我本是。” 拙口笨舌的，耶和华对他说：“谁做人的口呢？谁是人口哑、耳聋、明目、哑瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华吗？现在去吧，我必赐你口才，只教你所当说的话。”
He may have been slow of tongue, but you know he seems pretty darn quick to come up with an excuse, doesn't he?
你想想，摩西可能是很。
And then let's correlate that with, and let's correlate that because it kind of still seems a little bit odd, especially with what Stephen says in Acts 7:22. What's he say? He says that Moses, in his 4 years of life in Egypt, was a man of what? Mighty in words and deeds? Lord says to Moses, you're not going to say a thing. I am. You know, our inadequacies are not a problem for God. He made us the way we are. But if we don't make ourselves available, even in our inadequacies, then God's plan for our life will not move forward. I think it's a shame because some of us are more afraid of embarrassment than we are afraid of God. Losing face, how's that? Exodus 4:13-17. Let's have the congregation read this
one. Moses.
This takes us right into excuse number 5.
所以刚才读的经文就是摩西的第五个指口理由了。Moses
says, send somebody else.
摩西说, 诶, 叫别人去, 拆开别人, 不要叫我去。
So no matter what signs or no signs, whether God promises to be with him or not, Moses does not want to go.
虽然神给摩西很多神迹，给他知道要他去。
The crazy part of this last objection wasn't even based on the slimmest shred of a reason or evidence. Moses simply says, I don't want to go. He's putting his foot down and telling God, no. In Exodus 4:14, God becomes angry at all of his excuses. And these are the excuses that God gets angry at us about also. His blessings are withdrawn from those of us who whine. Now, it's not because God has patience for 4 questions, but when you ask him the 5th, wrong, you're in trouble now. No, that 5th one is Moses refusing to trust God's answer. So when Moses begs God to send somebody else, he is, in effect, telling the Lord, I don't trust you. And this, I believe, is what angers God. The Lord's anger burned against Moses. The sins of excuses, ladies and gentlemen, will someday come to a judgment for each and every one of us. Just standing before our own judge, all our excuses will be all gone. And we're going to be standing there in the naked truth. Not only do excuses anger God, but they also cause discouragement within the body of Christ. And our excuses force the few to carry the weight of many. And the sad part is that this will create a wedge in a church, bringing division and discouragement among the people of Christ.
So, if you're going to do the whole, the Jahoe, you may do a bench and a fundam, or just a mayo, the dog, gulio.
We don't need somebody else to do what God is calling us to do. If we let others do what we're afraid to do, we probably are letting them do what God is calling us to do. Do you ever stop to realize the harm you're doing when you retreat in fear?
Like I was
saying on Friday, when we tend to retreat in fear, we don't trust the light. Maybe the light we're using is temporary. Maybe it's an artificial light. Instead of the steadfast fire of the Holy Spirit of God.
光耀的圣灵之火的灯。
Either way, fear leads to mistrust and misunderstanding God is not the best way to live our life.
是当你有恐惧的时候，你对神就没有信心，所以对我们的生命受到极大的影响。
So in the latter part of verse 14, God tolerates Moses' fear of wanting to be out front speaking in front of everyone.
所以在十四节，神是允许摩西，他说不给，他不愿意在人的面前讲话。
And he tells Moses that, you know what, all right, I'll let Aaron be the spokesman.
所以神就对摩西说，我要你哥哥亚伦替你讲话。
God accommodated Moses' lack of faith.
所以上帝允许摩西的信心的不足。
But hear this clearly, God's compromise was less than God's best.
所以在于你不完完全全的顺服神，神就没有办法把他所有东西给你。
Moses was God's man for the job.
摩西是神所呼召的，要他做这个工作。
But he told Moses, okay, I'll let you use Aaron.
但是也是因为摩西的指口里有，他就说好了，我叫你哥哥亚伦来替你讲话了。
And let's look at what the second best is.
所以上帝就用了第二最好的。
Once the children of Israel left Egypt, Aaron got his brother and the children of Israel into serious trouble. It was Aaron who led the children of Israel into making an idol while Moses was up on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments.
So, because Moses didn't put the best part on God's side, so now Aaron is his speaker. So, we know the story later is that because Moses and Aaron brought the Israelites to Egypt.但是是他的哥哥亚伦把这些以色列人带到偶像拜偶像的事情上面，因为当时摩西想上去拿了个十诫，所以这些以色列人就反叛神，就敬拜偶像。
God's perfect will always be better than His permissive will.
所以你们看到神完美的旨意总是比他允许的都好。
Now we see the breakthrough.
So we can see this.
Moses finally responds in obedience in chapter 4, verse 20.
We can see there's a breakthrough. That's Moses finally accepts God's instruction to obey God and obey God. We can see in Exodus 4:20, Moses how he does it.
So Moses took his wife and sons and put them on a donkey and started back to Egypt, and then he took the staff of God in his hand.
So this is 经文就说，摩西就带着妻子和两个儿子，叫他们骑上驴回埃及地去。摩西手里拿着的神的杖。
So Moses ultimately did what the Lord asked.
所以摩西就听神的话。
Think of the lives he touched because of his obedience.
他想到。假如他听神的话，顺服神，他知道很多人的生命就会改变。
Over 2 million Israelites under Moses eventually walked out of the land of slavery.
因为超过200万的以色列百姓，就是因为摩西顺服神，就从埃及逃出来了。
And when we walk in obedience,
所以当我们跟随神，愿意顺服神
，we too,
我们一样。
Will walk with others and strengthen their walk.
我们可以帮助其他人，帮助他们在神面前一起走神要我们走的路。
And we'll touch lives along the way.
要改变很多人的生命。当你走这条路的时候，就会改变很多人的生命。
Let me leave you with this last little bit.
最后，我也跟大家分享有一个人所讲的话。
Dr. B.J. Miller once said.It's a great deal easier to do that which God gives you to do, no matter how hard it is, than to face the responsibilities of not doing it.
这位 Dr. Miller 说什么？那最容易的是去做神要我们去做的事，不管它有多困难，比去面对不去做的责任更容易的。
The cost of obedience is nothing when compared to the cost of disobedience.
一个顺服的
We say, I can't, or I won't. Christians need to be careful which one of those they choose. Although we often choose to say we can't, it really, really is a case that me is really, I won't.
当你说我不可以根本，你不是不可，你是不愿意。
Which one is your excuse? Is it I can't or I won't?
你的指口理由是什么？你是不可以还是不愿意？
And let's face the facts.
我们要看这个事实。
When we refuse to follow the Lord, when we refuse to do what He says, it's because we won't.
当我们不愿意跟随我们的主，或者不听他的话。
We disobey because we choose to. Not because we have to. And the sooner we accept this truth, the sooner we can make a change.
And
some of you might be thinking, well, you don't really know my schedule.
有些人说,
you don't know what my responsibilities are. Let me give you a visual in your head.
我给你一个能够看见的一个事实给你看。
Don't forget that each and every one of you has 168 hours in 1 week.
不要忘记我们每一个人, 每个礼拜都有168个小时, 每一个人一样的。
No more, no less.
没有多一个小时, 没有少一个小时。
We are all equal in time. And we all have the same amount of time. We all have the equal amount of time, don't we? And we use that time the way we want to use it. And that's the free will God gives us. And can you guess what else that means? It means that whenever you say you don't have time to help someone, you're actually saying that I don't want to give my time to help someone. You're saying that they're not a priority. You're saying that even though God has already commanded us to help the poor, to help the hurting, that, well, you know, I have to cut my grass, or I have to do this, or I have to do that.
So, yes, 神命令我们也去帮助别人，帮助远远的有困难的，但是常常我们说，对不起，我太忙，我要去剪草。
The Shema says, love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. These are the two greatest commandments. These are the only commandments that Christ gave to us to follow. So we're to love our neighbors as ourselves.
当圣经说要我们去爱我们的邻居，多过爱我们自己。
But whenever we use any kind of excuse,
所以但是假如我们用我们所有的理由、指口，
plain and simple,
很简单的意思就是说，
it's a sin.
一个是罪。
Listen carefully to this next part.
请大家留意听上面我所讲的。
God has a plan, but He never makes His plan based on whether or not He expects you to carry out the plan.
这个就是打出来就说，神有一个计划，但从不期望你去实行它，不管你愿意与否，他总能成就。He's
going to do it through you or in spite of you.
不管你愿意与否，他总能成就。But
what does He ultimately want?
但神愿看到透过你去实现，所以你看到神。
He simply wants us to make ourselves available as an instrument of His doing.
So, 换句话说，上帝要你什么？给他能够用你在任何事件里面。
That's the obedience he's expecting. I love to call that the blessing of obedience. Because after all, God's going to complete his mission with us or without us. And if our church doesn't want to be a part of the plan, there are others out there that will. And we could even use that as an excuse. So are you claiming that you're not ready or capable of doing what God is calling you to do? Are you refusing to pick the snake up by the tail? Are we going to turn over our responsibilities to our brothers and sisters? Or are you ready to obey the call of God? Despite everything you feel you are not able to do. My prayer is for the latter of the two. My prayer is for the blessing of obedience we all so desperately need. So may God grant us the wisdom, the endurance, and the desire to serve him in all we do from this day forward and throughout all eternity. Amen.
So, Amen.
Amen. 真的，替神做事是一个祝福啊！不要有这理由，就是 excuse， 就是指口说不可。